All right, family, I am back. My apologies. Ooh, I'm having a lot of we having a little technical difficulty issues, but I am back. Hopefully I'm able to fix some of this in the editing room. But yes, you have permission to evolve, bless the Lord. Okay. All right, and my last point here that I want to hit on before we go is I want to deal with the fear of letting go. One of another major hindrance to our evolution is the fear of letting go. It is the fear of letting go. A lot of times our difficulty with letting go of past seasons, past mindsets, past ways is because whatever that thing is or season was or time was or whatever, it was the last time usually we felt significant. Not when you stopped being significant, because that's not the case. You're significant right now. But the last time you felt significant, there is something that you have tied to that thing that makes you feel good, important, special, that you believe you won't be good, important, and special if you no longer have it. And I'm here to say that all that you need to be good, to be important, to be special is Him. And here's the truth. Sometimes we don't get to find out until we take the risk. Sometimes we will never know unless we take the plunge. We'll never know. But I will say this, whatever you're holding on to that is fighting against progress, it's hurting you and not helping you. You're not gaining anything from it, and it is not a safe place. It's not safe. I just want to be the one to say it. It's not safe. Maybe the enemy has convinced you. Maybe life has convinced you. It's safer here. You know, there are people who intentionally commit crimes to go back to jail because society and freedom is scary on the onset. And without help and support, they run back because they think that no matter how difficult prison may be, it's safer here. And it's not. It's not. They have to be in freedom long enough to let their mind be conditioned to something new. So this is the thing. Many people read the Bible stories about the promised land and freedom and breakthrough. And God is into all of that, but He's also into doing the work that'll cause you to remain there so that you won't run back. It's not God dangling a carrot in front of your face. No, it's son, daughter, I want you to remain. I want you to have. I want you to experience. I want you to feel. And so I'm willing to take the time, the energy, the intentionality to not let up, to love you too much to leave you where you are, to do the work on the inside with you so that you may enjoy. That you may have and that you may remain. That is His desire for you. You have a good father that still wants to give you a hope and a future. So I want to inspire you and just encourage you to surrender your fear of letting go. Surrender the fear of evolution, the fear of growing up, the fear of changing, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to grab hold of a new truth, being willing to let go and lay down whatever He calls you to. Because this is the thing about God. If He calls you to let go of something, if He calls you to lay something down, it means you never needed it. And you will be happier without it. That's the lie, that's the truth that the enemy doesn't want you to know. You're going to be happier without it. You're going to be happier without it. It's going to be a relief. It's going to be a weight off of your chest. And I know it doesn't look like that or feel like that right now. But you get to not have it. Just like you get to have things, you get to not have things that are going to harm you, hurt you, harm you, hold you back, keep you in a place that's hindering you, that's stagnating you. Y'all, you have permission to evolve. You have permission to finally grow up. All right, family, that is all that I have for you guys today. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time. Love you guys so much.